Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
I see. You know, there are so all planning to leave. Did you send them?
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gloria.
We are His workmanship.
Yes, we are.
Created in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Unto good works.
Good works. Yeah.
Which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. So put off concerning the former conversation, the old man.
Yes, Lord. Help, Lord.
He's corrupt after deceitful lust.
Yes, hallelujah.
Put on the new man.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Good Lord. Hallelujah.
Situated in righteousness and true holiness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Now, Brother Sarah spoke of the Philadelphia church age, of course. He called it the church of the open door. When the Spirit of God was moving mightily.
Amen.
Signs and wonders.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Healings. Deliverances.
Oh, God.
And the power of God would just fall.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Men wouldn't have to come in and strive in prayer. They come in and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that was in Philadelphia.
Amen.
Now you got to come in and say, thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, praise God. And then you can't hardly get anybody to strive with you. Oh, God. And we said we have the Holy Ghost, we have an unction, we have no need that any man teach us.
No.
And we ought to know that we ought to praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
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 When? At all times.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, if we don't do it, the rocks will cry out. While we're praising God.
Yes,
glory.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
While we're singing our song.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now concerning being sent, when David and his band came to Ziklag,
okay,
it was all burned down. Mm.
All right.
Yes.
The women, the wives, the children were taken captive.
Right. Yep.
And it was just grievous.
Yes.
That's right.
And they cried. They wept.
Amen.
Amen.
So they had no more tears to cry.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Then they began to get angry.
Hallelujah.
And David was greatly distressed.
Yes. Why?
Because the people talked about stoning him.
That's right.
Because they were mourning the loss of all their things and all their loved ones.
Yes.
But David encouraged them.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. Now, David can do it in a time like that. Surely we can do it in a time like that. Surely we can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Surely we can.
Hallelujah.
But what I'm getting to is... David didn't just get up and go.
That's right.
David inquired at the Lord. He said, should I go? So remember now, we don't want to go except we be sent.
Come on.
Well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Well, that's what you do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do too. I'm going to tell you, don't go without being sent. All right? David didn't go without being sent.
Amen.
Amen.
It was David's method of operation.
Hallelujah.
His mode of operandi.
Yes, Lord.
He would inquire of the Lord.
Yes.
How about it? I mean, we have the Holy Ghost, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Should we not inquire and be led?
Hallelujah.
We're going to make up our own mind, do our own thing.
Now,
should I go to the tabernacle with the saints? Should I gather with the saints? It should be plain, but at least we can inquire.
Yes.
How about it?
Sure.
We can hear what the Spirit said. Glory.
Glory.
Now, I believe the Spirit agreed with the Word.
Yes.
Word said we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves.
Amen.
As a matter of some is. So there got to be some is, but we should be the some is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. So much the more as you see that day approach. What day? The day of the coming of the Lord.
That's right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
How should we respond to the day of the coming of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Like we're going to die in the next 10 minutes, huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
We wouldn't be planning long trips and new endeavors, would we?
No.
We would be saying, I'm going to stand fast and wait on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't have time to do stuff like that.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I waited and waited and waited. Well, that proves that we don't have time because you still want to do it.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
That's point in case, isn't it?
Yeah.
You still want to do it, that means we don't have time.
Right.
Praise the Lord. If we had time, God would have worked it out in your heart already and you wouldn't want to do it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Should do, you discern and say, what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
Is God speaking through that man or is he speaking of himself?
All right now.
And then go from there.
That's right.
All right.
True.
That fair enough?
True.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
ain't God good?
Yeah.
He gives us so many blessings. Lord, what would you have me to do?
Amen.
No?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We are the Lord's, are we not?
Oh, yes, we are.
Yes, Lord. Holy people?
Holy.
Redeemed of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sought out?
Hallelujah.
City that cannot be hid?
Glory.
Praise the Lord?
Praise.
Sought out?
Yes, yes.
I mean, even though we don't seek him, he's seeking us?
Yes.
Sought out? All right.
Thank you, Lord. Bless it.
Well, you know, the saints said, be encouraged down there. I love all of you. And we know that there's different kinds of love.
Hallelujah.
Man of God talked about the love of God.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the love that counts.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Love that gets the job done.
Yes, Lord.
But if you were here, you would still have your trials.
Amen.
We're not without trials.
No.
We have plenty of them. We're not without affliction, without things that would discourage us. Things that would cause us to turn around and go back.
So
right in the midst of all of that. Our adversary, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. He know that saints are here. That some of his favorite stomping grounds. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's searching for the precious stone. Hallelujah. At his will.
No,
we don't.
True.
Our salvation is not in just being here.
Right.
Being here is to facilitate us to make our calling in our election true. And if we can't run with the footman, we cannot contend with the horseman. No, we can't.
Hallelujah.
You can't make it here with all the saints and the support. You can't make it otherwise. Somebody say amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory. Are we going to complain to God that he put us in this generation in this time?
Oh my God.
Are they to put us among this people?
My God.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's serious quiet in
here.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear things I'd ask him to tell me if he were here. Hallelujah. Glory. Seen by the wayside. Tales of the sea. Stories of Jesus. Tell them to me.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Jesus.
Glory to
God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The love and kindness of God has shown us in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We that are called and sought out are the body of Christ and members in particular.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
That's what God says.
Yes. God says, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Is that not the pretense we're here under?
Yeah.
That we are sons of God?
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sons.
Amen.
We have the same Father.
That's right.
Have the same hope.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have hope.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. So we have our afflictions too.
Yes.
We thank God, though.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we're tempted and tried.
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
Yes.
Everything that can be shaken has been shaken.
Amen.
So that the things that remain, things that cannot be shaken may remain.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But stand fast.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
In the liberty where with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Made us free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Do not entangle again with the yoke of bondage.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Yes, Lord. Happy way, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
When I was afflicted a few days ago, a few weeks ago, some remarkable things happened. Of course, all of them I can't tell.
Amen.
But much love and mercy was demonstrated and shown to me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, God.
And some remarkable words of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Spoken unto me.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Isn't that all right?
That's all right.
I really needed to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
The words of faith.
Thank you, God.
There were other words too, but.
Thank you, Lord.
The words of faith encourage me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Because I had purpose not to stand behind the pulpit.
Right.
Was that please something?
Yes.
Yes.
But it didn't please God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we ought to please God. But some spoke when I was in, great doubt and denial. And they said, well, you'll be back in the pulpit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I couldn't see it.
Oh, God.
But God saw it.
God saw it.
Here I am.
Hallelujah.
I was pleased that you purposed not to be there, and now you're there again.
Hallelujah.
And by the will of God.
By the will of God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yes.
God's purpose.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Mercy, Lord.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For the work of the ministry. Exalt myself. But to humble myself under the mighty hand of God and say, Lord, hear mine.
Send me.
I told you, I'd rather show up when I want to. And when I come, I'd like to sit in the back and watch it. That's what I like to do. After the flesh. I don't like to holler out and talk out and nobody else is talking after the flesh.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
But I got something on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It makes me believe that the righteous response for saved sinners is to give God glory. I don't care what you do and still believe it. I believe that God saved you. Dance. when I come in, it's cold. You know, ain't nothing going on. How is it when you come in, Sister Burgess? Make your own fire. Get warm. Stir it up. Eat it up. Understand that I'm a man of God,
yes, Lord,
by the will of God,
yes, by God,
endeavoring to be obedient to the faith,
yes, Lord,
and obedient,
yes,
to the one that called me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not a usurper.
No.
I don't care what you say.
Right.
And I'm not trying to take Brother Sterling's place. I am one of those that remain. How about that?
Hallelujah.
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 So I'm going to continue in the faith, brother. With this preaching, I feel like shouting myself. If we would honor him, we would continue on in the way that he taught us. Isn't that right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't intend on stop praising God. Under a bushel? No! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Well, like I said, some understand that I am being obedient. They appreciate it. Glory to God. And I appreciate that they appreciate it. You know, the other is not going to prevent me.
That's right.
Little hindrance, but it won't prevent me.
Amen.
You know, Satan hindered us. Yeah, he still hinder us. He won't prevent me. The Lord bless you, saints.
Bless you.
I do appreciate your prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And those words of faith were, my God, like cold water in a desert land.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord. The man of God, Brother Steer, talked about the time when he was down and out at a low point. He said, that's when Brother Owen showed up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, man, I wasn't in any frame to receive anybody or see anybody then. But he said, Pastor Timothy reminded me what I said.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother Owen's still here. Saved too.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Let us stand, saints. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God who called us is able to save us. That's what he's doing.
Amen.
Remember now, we are his workmanship.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
We're in good hands. God cannot love is unfailing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, the good work that he has begun, he will perform till the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't be discouraged. Inquire of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right?
Amen.
And hear him say, go!
Go!
And pursue!
Yeah.
Without fail, you shall recover all.
Hallelujah.
us pray.
Amen.
Father God in heaven, we do thank you that you're still the same. We call you Savior in maintaining our integrity that thou art God and we are your people.
Amen.
We're waiting for you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord God.
We know that there is a crown of righteousness laid up for all them also that love his appearing.
Yes, Lord.
And that's our posture, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and save us. Come quickly.
Yes.
Even so, come.
Come.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Maranatha.
Maranatha. Amen.
Lord bless you, saints. Lord loves you. I do too.
You're listening to the international broadcast, The Overcomer, and this is the voice of the last day prophet of God.
As a representative of God and practices idolatry and heathenism in bold blasphemy against I, the Lord thy God. I, the Lord thy God, remind the overcomer, you've allowed the spirit of hell and witchcraft and demonology to creep in. Sin has been allowed to progress to such a degree that it is almost impossible to find a righteous soul within the ranks.
The overcomer,
I, the Lord thy God, remind you, yea, your
voice of the last day prophet of God,
your immorality, your godlessness, your disrespect, your pollution of righteousness and truth and integrity has now crept around the world.
I, the Lord thy God, remind the overcomer, sin would be a reproach to the overcomer.
Now your sin so outwardly committed, so unashamedly performed in the midst of thee, has caused I, the Lord thy God, to look away from thee. Even so this day, saith Almighty God, I have to turn my back and my eyes away. I can no more look upon you. You are so sinful. You are so wicked. I have pled with you for years. And I have cried and pled with you that thou shalt turn from thy sin. Yea, thou hast heard the voice of my scripture saying,
last day prophet of God,
humble yourself, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. But did you heed my call, prophet? No, you have progressed yourself to the place where you have banished my voice from all of your lifestyle. You, prophet, have removed me. I am sorry and sad and grieved to say from your pulpit,
said the overcomer.
Now you are even moving to remove my voice from out of the Holy Scriptures by the voice of prophets. And you have chosen to twist them and to wrestle them to say the thing that thou, the voice of prophets, hast wanted them to say. Now listen to me,
overcomer.
Listen to me, for the judgment of the Lord thy God is now resting upon you. Your appointed time, your time of destruction, your time of reproof, your time of being brought down is now, yea, presently, being fulfilled. Your destruction is being planned. Sin has been allowed to progress to such a degree that it is almost impossible to find a righteous soul within the ranks.
The overcomer.
Oh, I speak against thee, prophet. Not prophet. Has rebelled against me. You, prophet, have allowed sin to become prevalent. You have taken from the minds of the children my word. You have refused to allow them to believe in my creative power. You, prophet, have rebelled. Now I would reaffirm to you, saith the Lord God, I would reaffirm to you my holy word, for I have told you time and time again that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And now I remind you of a word that I have spoken to my prophets of the old. Yea, I have said unto
the overcomer
that I will laugh at you when your fear comes, and I will mock you, prophet, at your calamity. Thou shalt see what the might of your defense shall do in the hands of your enemies now, for they do not fear thee anymore. Yea, your immorality, your godlessness, your disrespect, your pollution, revolution of righteousness and truth and integrity has now crept around the world, and they no more fear thee. Yea, they are looking at thee, prophet, with disdain. I have blessed you, and you have polluted my name. You have polluted my name not only within the borders of your country, but you have polluted it around the world until the name of God is now blasphemed among you. Oh, prophet, what you have done, you have brought the Almighty God down to a mere man. You have embarrassed me to the rest of the world. You used my name, and you used my power, and you used my blessings, for it is He, the Lord thy God, who has given you power to get wealth. You have become wealthy, and you've used my power to coerce and to pollute the rest of the world. The religious systems of the world, you have used the wealth that I have placed within thy hand, and you have polluted it because you have used it for your own selfish and worldly and ungodly and earthly gains. Now I am saying unto the overcomer this day that your wealth now should be turned into poverty, your blessings into curses. You have allowed the prophet within the borders every sin that is so despicable that even I cannot speak to them. Or you have allowed the homosexuality, or you have permitted it to creep into the pulpit. You will not allow them to read the Bible. You will not allow them to pray. But you have banished my word and my spirit, and you've allowed the spirit,
the last day prophet of God,
the spirit of hell and witchcraft and demonology to creep in as a prophet. And I say unto you, it is enough. I, the Almighty God, have declared it is enough. And then on top of that, you have become a very religious overcomer, and you have allowed that mother of harlots,
the last day prophet of God,
that false religious system mothered by the Roman Catholic Church to cause her influence to creep. If she has crept in until she influences now even the thought pattern and the actions of most of the people,
the overcomer,
and sets herself up as a representative of God, a prophet ordained by me with his words in my mouth, and practices idolatry and heathenism in bold blasphemy against I, the Lord thy God. And I have spoken judgment to you. I have said that you should come out of
the overcomer,
but instead you have brought her in onto you, and now you are committing adultery, spiritual adultery. You are unfaithful to Almighty God. You prophet, you have distorted my holiness. You have distorted my perfection. You have distorted my godliness through your
last day prophet of God,
and your religious creeds and your traditions, and you have permitted to come. And now you have given yourself all sorts of names,
the overcomer,
but the spirit of the whore is upon you. Whatever you may call yourself,
the overcomer,
you all have your little Roman systems with your popes and your
last day prophet of God,
and you have removed thy spirit from the midst of me. And you have refused to obey my word when I have said, let there be no divisions among you. And now hear me, my people, I say unto you that I am speaking today that it is enough. You are going to witness my hand of judgment upon
the overcomer.
Yea, I, the Almighty God, have spoken it. Oh, but I have said unto you that it would be better that a millstone be hung around the prophet than for you to offend one of
the overcomer.
And I have raised him up that he would be willing to accept the offense. But woe be unto the prophet by whom the offense cometh. Hear me, saith God. I am not going to allow my little children to go on much longer to be oppressed by a prophet, whether it be this one or
last day prophet of God.
I am going to bear my arm. I am the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. I am the one who has spoken things into existence, and you have chosen to disregard me and to refuse to hearken unto me. And it shall come to pass shortly in the year 1987, saith God, that my vengeance and my anger and my wrath shall be poured out upon you without measure, and you will cry for rocks and mountains to hide you from my face, but you shall not hide. Now the reason I am speaking unto you, prophet, to give you your final warning, now you have gone past the point of no return, prophet. Warnings have meant nothing to you, prophet. You are persistent in your determination to live your ungodly, sinful, lustful, passionate lives. You have said no to God, prophet. You have said no to my word, you, prophet, have done despite to the spirit of grace. You, prophet, have blasphemed the Holy One of Israel. You, prophet, have crucified him afresh and anew. You, prophet, have spilt his blood one more time by your blatant open sins. And I will not tolerate it no longer, saith God. So beginning this year, saith the Lord, I am going to bring the judgment of the
last day, prophet of God.
I am going to bring you down. I am going to make you as nothing. Your power shall be as nothing. I will take your enemies that I have prepared a table before you in their presence in the past. I will smash that table, and I will place you, prophet, into their hands, and they shall take charge of thee, prophet. They shall move in the midst of
the overcomer.
You desire to serve the God of this world, then I shall give you that strong delusion. I shall send unto you that which you have foreordained and chosen, prophet, ordained by me. I shall give you that strong delusion, and I shall see that you, prophet,
the overcomer,
are damned. You, prophet, have chosen the way of death, and the way of death you shall go. I have set before you, as I have said in the past, the way of life and the way of death. I have pled with you, and I have called on you, and I have cried on you, choose life, choose life. But you, prophet, have chosen death, even as Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden could have chosen the tree of life. They chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil and brought damnation and sin into their lives and into the lives of
the overcomer.
And even you, prophet, I have given you the choice to choose Christ, who was the tree of life, and you have chosen knowledge. You have chosen the man-made philosophies and theologies, the knowledge of good and evil, and you have chosen death. Now, prophet, death is in your land. It shall begin at
the overcomer.
It shall creep all the way down until it is completely polluted. Strength shall deteriorate in thy very face, and you shall lose your spirit. It shall begin at the beginning of your religious leadership, prophet, as I begin to tear it apart. Yea, you have lifted up these
last day prophet of God,
and you,
overcomer,
have made little gods of them unto yourself. Well, I have told you that there will be no other God before me. I have told you that I am a jealous God, and I will not give my glory to a prophet. Have you hearkened unto me?
Overcomer.
Did you not realize that I would not allow this prophet to go on? You have counted my long suffering as slackness. You have ignored my words of warning. Have I not declared unto you that vengeance is mine? I will repay, saith the Lord. What have you done? You have mocked me, and I have told you I would not be mocked. I have told you, prophet, that if you continually sow to the flesh, you would of the flesh reap corruption. Now hear me. Hear me, prophet. I am going to bring you down. I, the Almighty God, am now speaking it.
The overcomer
are going to witness it with your own eyes. The Antichrist system is going to rise as Satan, knowing his time is short, and I am going to remove the restraints from him. I am going to remove the hindrances from the prophet. He is going to move. He is going to reveal himself, and he is going to demand that all worship him. And because you have blinded your eyes and you have already accepted his spirit, you will follow the prophet, and you will follow into destruction. You will follow the prophet to perdition. You will follow into terrible punishment and fear. Yea, men's hearts will fail them for fear as they look upon the thing that shall come upon the face of the earth. And there shall be a time of trouble, yea, quickly come to pass upon the overcomer, such as there never has been in all of history before. It will be so devastating, and I have foreordained that at the proper time I will send my son Jesus, who will be revealed from heaven in flaming fire. He will take vengeance upon all of them that know not God, the prophet, and that obey not the gospel of Christ.
The overcomer,
hear me, my little ones, if you are one of my children listening, yea, even to the voice that is speaking unto you now, I have told you in Psalms 91 to find the secret place. Shut yourself in with me. Come out from amongst the prophet. Come out from the false church system.
The overcomer,
begin to isolate yourself in the secret place of the Most High, that thou mightest shine, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For only in my presence will there be protection. Only under my wings will there be a shield and buckler. Only in obedience to my word will there be strength, saith God. Hear me, my little ones. I have warned you also. Come out. Come out and be not a partaker of the prophet. Sins. You cannot continue to support the prophet. You cannot, my people, continue to support the religious system of your prophet. It is corrupt. It is corrupt.
The overcomer
are the blind leading the blind. You must separate yourself. You will only be in unity by my spirit. You will come in oneness by the Holy Ghost. You will come into that perfect body by the crucifying of your flesh, by the separating yourself from this worldly prophet, setting your fetchings on things above. My little children, come on to me. Come on to me. Hear my voice. I call on to thee. Come. Come. You have argued. You have squabbled over your pet doctrines. I have told you in the past, and I tell you even now, that the foundation of God is standing sure. There is not going to be another foundational doctrinal truth. It is built upon the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. There is only one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one church, one way, and one God. And you must come that way. Let us lay aside the prophet, every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us. Run with patience now the race that is just before you, that you might endure and obtain the prize. Oh, quit your squabbling over the doctrines of the prophet. And go on now and seek that perfection that will make you to be qualified to be in the bride, in that church, in that glorious body that shall be gathered to meet the Lord as he returns back to this earth to reign and rule upon it for 1,000 years. Oh, my children, my people, I say unto you, the time is short. You have delayed already too long. You have allowed the prophet to one more time intervene in your life and move you again away from your course, from your pressing into the kingdom. You must redeem the time. Wake up, Christendom. Wake up, children of God, for the judgments of the Lord. And now in 1987 are going to be fulfilled heavily upon this prophet. You will see them shortly come to pass. You will see a great upheaval in
the overcomer,
because it will lose its value. It will lose its power. You have looked for monetary strength, and now it shall be taken away. Hear me, my people. The day of judgment is at hand. The day of retribution is at hand. You, prophet, have walked before me in total, complete rebellion and disregard to my words of holiness. You have spurned my cry of love. You have rejected my offer of mercy. You have walked in the prophet. voice. I have spoken softly. I have cried aloud.
The overcomer
said, we will not listen. We will not do that which he has asked us to do. You think I have not heard you? You honor me with the prophet, but your heart is far from me. With your mouth you worship the prophet, but in your deeds, in your lifestyle, in your actions, in the way the prophet live, the prophet dishonor me. You have even gone further than that. You have embarrassed me. You have used my name.
Last day prophet of God.
You have lived in such filth. You have practiced such unholy lifestyles. Think of it. Some of you dishonoring your bodies amongst yourself in homosexual liaisons and many idolatrous states, and then you get up and say, it doesn't matter to me, a holy God. Think of it, you women who are ashamed of your womanhood, and then you use my name and justify it. Think of it. I have told you to redeem the time that you have spent hours in front of the prophet, watching the cesspools of the prophet. And then you go to church and say you love me. You lie. You tell not the truth. And I have heard the prophet blasphemy. I have heard your arrogance, and I have had enough of it. I shall bring it to an end. I am going to bring my purchased church, my redeemed ones, those who have loved me and those who have given their lives for me and those who have denied themselves the prophet for my cause, and I am going to reward them. I'm going to allow them to see me deal with judgment upon the prophet. Then I'm going to restore them into the kingdom with me. I'm going to bring it to an end. Judgment is in
the overcomer
today. It begins in the year 1987. It becomes reality because of the prophet who is
the representative of God and practices idolatry and heathenism in bold blasphemy against the Lord thy God.
And I have spoken judgment to you. I have said that you should come out of
the overcomer,
but instead you have brought her in onto you, and now you are committing adultery, spiritual adultery. You are unfaithful to Almighty God. You have distorted my holiness. You have distorted my perfection. You have distorted my godliness through your
last day prophet of God.
Bold blasphemy against I, the Lord thy God.